what we're going to do this morning is just take a bit of time to try and enter into the Palm Sunday story and prepare ourselves for this Holy Week as we remember the good news of Easter. So I'm wondering, how are you feeling about Easter this year? How are you feeling about Palm Sunday? When you think about the journey that happened from Palm Sunday to Easter Day, where are you in all of that? And I was thinking about Wally. Who likes the Where's Wally pictures? Yeah? Good. There are some over there, so if anyone wants to take one in a moment, you can go and see if you can find Wally. But don't think about Wally. Just think about yourself. Where are you in this Easter week, in this Holy Week and Easter story? It's quite a dramatic week, isn't it? And today, Palm Sunday, we're rejoicing, we're celebrating, we're shouting Hosanna. But just a few days' time, as we go through maybe some of our Bible readings this week, we'll be remembering how the crowds shouted out, "Crucify him, crucify him." And then there's Easter morning itself. There's that amazement, that bewilderment, that confusion, that joy. What's in our hearts as we think about the Lord? So let's do a bit of shouting and cheering, because you really should on Palm Sunday. Let's have this side of the church and the balcony. You can be shouting Hosanna, okay? Can we get some Hosannas going? And this side, you're going to shout crucify him, all right? All right? So does anyone want to help me with the cheering? Herbert, why don't you come up? Any young people want to come up and see if we can get some loud cheers going? No? All right, Matt, you're coming out then. Right, you get this side going. All right. So let's have the Palm Sunday cheers.
It's a joyful moment.
Hosanna. Hosanna. Okay. And crucify him. All right, we need some louder Hosannas. Okay, all right, thank you very much. Thank you, brilliant. Thank you guys for your help, brilliant. Well, I'm glad we got that off our chest. But there are some sheets there to help our young ones think about the Easter story. So do go and take one, and you might be able to find Wally there. But let's be thinking as we go through this Holy Week and Easter, what do we identify with and connect with? And let's remember that wherever we are in the crowds, God can find us. And I was so moved by Carol's story and by Min Ling, how God has found them as individuals. And there can be a lot of noise in our world. There can be a lot of shouting and a lot of voices. But God finds us individually and personally, and it was great to have your testimonies and to be able to support you in your baptism today. So many thanks for what you've shared with us. It's a great testimony to God, the eternal God, the creator God, who reaches out and knows us individually and personally. But the main message that I wanted to ask you to think about from the Palm Sunday reading that we've heard is the message of peace. If you've got a Bible, there are some in the pews and at the back. Have a look at Luke's Gospel. We're going to do a little quick journey through Luke. And it's quite interesting in the shouts and the praises in verse 38 that are recorded by Luke. When the crowd say, as Jesus enters Jerusalem, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord," they also say, "Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." And it is Luke's gospel that only records those words, that phrase, "peace in heaven and glory in the highest." And Luke seems to be really wanting to emphasize for his readers that the purpose of Holy Week, the purpose of Jesus' life and death and resurrection is to bring peace, to establish peace. And as Jesus goes down the Mount of Olives into Jerusalem, he's on a mission to bring peace, the peace of heaven into earth. It's like establishing a new frontier of heaven in the world as he goes to his death on Good Friday. And this theme of peace runs throughout Luke's gospel. Let's have the next slide. And we can be mindful of this message of peace that is like a kind of golden thread throughout Luke's account of the life of Jesus. John the Baptist was said to have this ministry, a ministry of guiding people's feet into the path of peace. And as people were being prepared for the birth of Jesus, they were being prepared to walk in a new path, a path of peace, not discord or violence or hatred, but a path of peace. And John the Baptist was preparing the way for Jesus by leading people into that path of peace. And we've heard very powerfully today about Min Ling and Carol, and we've seen how God has sent people in their life to guide them into that path of peace, that reconciliation with God. And we all have a ministry, a role to play in the lives of others, to help guide people into the path of peace, just as John the Baptist did. Think about your own life, and maybe as you give thanks for our baptisms today, give thanks for those who guided you. I remember my youth leader, Carl, who used to come and call for me actually on the way to work. We used to work together, and we used to have many conversations walking to work, and it was those conversations that helped me to really understand who Jesus was and get a clear grasp of having a relationship with God, what that was all about. And I'm sure all of us can think of individuals who've guided us into that relationship with God. When Jesus was born in Luke chapter 2, there's a reference, if we have the next slide up, of peace to peace again. And it's a very similar announcement, isn't it, at the birth of Jesus as it was on Palm Sunday. Glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth. Peace to those on whom his favor rests. This was the message of the angels on the hillside at Bethlehem. They're proclaiming peace because there'd been this kind of 400 years or so of silence, of an absence of messengers from God, of an absence of prophets. And now the angels come with this message of reconciliation and of peace, that the Savior has come to bring peace, the peace of heaven to come, coming to earth, coming to our lives. Thinking back to the early days of Jesus, even when he was a small child, a young baby, he brought peace. Think of the life of Simeon. When Simeon saw Jesus being presented as a baby in the temple, Simeon said, "Sovereign Lord, as you promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace." He said, I've seen the Lord, I've seen the Savior, now I can die in peace. What a gift that is. I hope I'm going to die like Simeon, die in peace with that sense of fulfillment, that the purpose of life has been achieved, that all that God wanted me to do with my life, I've been able to do it. What a gift to have no kind of unfulfilled ambitions. Simeon, it seems, had that sense of reconciliation to his friends, his family, and now the kind of final reconciliation with God in seeing the Messiah, in knowing Jesus. That was a real gift for him. Let's pray that we would die in peace. We would be those who are fully reconciled to God and to one another, because that's what Jesus can do in our lives. Another person who encountered Jesus in his life was the sinful woman, and she anointed Jesus' body. She wept over him. She anointed him with oil, and she was a sinful woman surrounded by a lot of righteous religious people who were accusing her and condemning her, but the Lord reaches out to her, praises her, and says, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace." It's another moment in Luke's gospel where we see Jesus establishing that frontier of peace in someone's life. This is a woman who's very damaged and broken. And yet her encounter with Jesus brought peace. It brought a healing, a forgiveness, a reconciliation. Do we need that fresh encounter with Jesus, just like that woman had? Maybe you can find some time this Holy Week and Easter to let God come to you and restore some damage, to bring some healing, to send you out in peace. The disciples all had that experience, and they were sent out on mission. There's a couple of references to it in Luke's gospel, but the next slide reminds us of one of them in Luke chapter 10, when the disciples were sent out, and Jesus said, "When you enter a house, first say peace to this house." They were sent to bring a message of peace and to find homes where that peace would be welcomed. And we too are sent out with a message of peace, to be peace bearers. If we've received Christ, then we are called to go to our front lines, to our workplaces, our homes, our communities, and to bring that peace. As we come to communion today, and as we come in our prayers, maybe there's a particular situation that you're facing where God wants you to bring peace. Maybe you could pray about that. There's some little prayer cards that you've been given, some piece of paper, and we want to pray for you for this week. So if there's a place or a person or a situation that needs the peace of God that you're aware of, then do write it down. But let's pray that God would send us out as Christians from this church to our city to find people of peace and to take a message of peace and reconciliation. The last reference I wanted to bring from the story of Luke is the Easter Day one. And Jesus goes to the disciples, and the door's locked, and there they are, confused, bewildered. And Jesus says, "Peace be with you." There's a real hopefulness about the peace of God. It's not just a sense of calm and serenity, but it's a peace which brings expectation and hope. And that's what we get in this Easter Day story. The disciples confused, anxious for their own safety. And yet Jesus breaks through the door. He breaks through that despair and discouragement and gives them hope. And as we read the rest of the New Testament, we see what a transformation that peace, that reconciliation brings, not only to their lives, but to the world. And as I was thinking about Min Ling's testimony and the fact that God brought you here from China so that he could show you his love and he could bring you that forgiveness through Jesus, that's a wonderful miracle. And it was a surprise to you, it was unexpected to you, but it's just a reminder to me of how God has been at work, even in your homeland in China. You know, the church in China has grown massively, despite the kind of locked door of communism. There has been, over the years, a massive growth in Christianity in China. And as we come to Easter, let's pray for other countries, other nations, other situations where there is a closed, locked door, that God would break in, that the message of peace would bring life, and the good news would prevail. So respond to God. Invite him to come to you and bring his peace if you need that today. But also ask him to send you out to take that message of peace to others this Holy Week and Easter. And the last thing I wanted to say is on the next slide. And this is a picture of a little chapel which is on the Mount of Olives, and it's been built to commemorate the Palm Sunday story. And I went there myself about 20 years ago, and it's brilliant to sit there. It's a very peaceful place, and it's called the chapel where Jesus wept, where he wept over Jerusalem. He was about to face his death, and the crowds were celebrating and rejoicing, shouting their hosannas, but he stopped, looked at the city, and cried, because he was going on a mission of peace, and yet he knew he would be met with violence and hostility. If only you had known what would bring you peace, he proclaimed over Jerusalem. And Jesus' priority was to bring peace, and yet people didn't recognize that, and that's why he got killed. That's why he died on the cross, because people were hostile to that message. There was resistance. And we too, even though we call ourselves Christians, can sometimes be opponents to peace. We can get in the way of the peace that Christ wants to bring. And let's pray for the church in this coming year. It's going to be a real year of change for the church. I'm leaving as vicar. It's an interregnum. But let's pray that the peace of Christ would transform this community and our lives, and that we would make a priority of bringing the peace message of Jesus to our world. Jesus didn't lose sight of peace. He knew that he was born to bring peace, and he knew that his death would bring ultimate peace, that reconciliation with God, and that new frontier of heaven on earth. And let's be bold in keeping that as our priority, to preach that good news, to show the world what that peace looks like, and to invite others in to that reconciliation, that relationship with God. So let's just pray, and I have the last slide up on the screen. What's our response to Jesus this Holy Week and Easter? Are we going to receive the peace that comes through Christ afresh in our lives? Are we going to let that peace transform our relationships? Are we going to take the peace of God to others? And we're going to pray that the peace of Christ would be the focus, the central message of our church life together. Lord, we ask that you would come to us as we take time in prayer, as we take time in worship through this Holy Week and Easter. Would you establish a fresh understanding of peace in our lives? We pray that you would be at work in those situations of conflict in our lives, in our world, in our community. And we pray for your kingdom to come and your will to be done. Amen.